Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Moltec Packaging 3Q FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Navalgund from Nirmal Bang Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Sagar. Hello, everyone. On behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, I welcome you all to Moltec Packaging 3Q FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Lakshman Rao, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, along with the entire finance team. Without further ado, I request Lakshman sir to start with his opening comments, post which we can open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, Abhishek, and good evening, participants. Thank you very much for your time to participate in our Q3 plus, I mean, analyst meet. As you all might have seen from the announced results, Q3 sales volumes are up by 14%. This is the first time in this year that we could cross 10%, I mean, double-digit volume growth. However, the EBITDA is up by only 5.23%, and net profit due to increased depreciation and financial costs has come down by about 15%, I guess. Is it 15 or? Yeah. PAT is down by 12.97%, say 13%, because there's almost 50% increase in the financial costs and 26% in depreciation due to the new machines being added in a big way. And as you all know, in the current year, already 105 crores of investments are made, and in the remaining 2 months, we hope to reach our targeted investment of about 120 crores in the financial year. There's further spillage of another 15-18 crores investments coming up in the Q1 and Q2 of next financial year. However, next year, plans will be made in the next few months, maybe next couple of weeks, because we need to add a lot of balancing equipment at all our new plants during the year 2024-25 also to achieve better capacity utilization. So having said that, I wish we'll go through question and answers way to discuss further. Over to the operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Jaiveer Shekhawat from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Sure. Thanks for taking my question, and good evening, Mr. Rao. So firstly, on your paint segment, what we have seen is the volumes have remained sluggish over the last six quarters or so. And even last quarter, when you had indicated that some of the sales got shifted to third quarter because of late Diwali and rains, but we have still seen almost flat volumes on the paint segment. So one, if you can explain the reason behind the sluggish volumes, especially from your top customers over the last many quarters, and then when do you expect the volumes to uptrend for your existing clients? That is ex of Grasim.
Okay. Yeah. Paint volumes are at least not dropped this quarter. If you have, as you correctly observed, last four or five quarters, there's a drop in paint volumes due to Satara plant. One of the major plants for Asian Paints is underutilized due to various maintenance and remodification works they have taken up there. And because we have only three and a half plants, I can say, because Vizag, Mysuru, and Satara are our main plants for Asian Paints, and Hyderabad happened to be one of the very old plants providing services to Patancheru here. So one of the major plants of Satara, which services to Asian Paints, got impacted in the last three, four quarters, and now it is back to normal, I would say. and that's when we are at least not dropped in our numbers. I also mentioned in the last quarter that we are not chasing any more a new paint other than the new APC, that is Aditya Birla Group. We are not going after the small and medium players in this field because of the tight pricing norms they are following. So, but I am very glad now the commercial supplies to ABG have started in the middle of Jan, and they're picking up pace in February, at least for Cheyyar plant for ABG. And the indications are that in a month's time, probably supplies to Panipat plant also will start. So by the time we close this financial year, there will be some numbers coming from ABG, and they will very strongly improve the paint numbers in the coming quarters, starting from Q1 of next financial year. Because their indication was about almost 4,000 tons for between these two plants, keeping Mahad from October is an additional 1,000 tons. But out of 5,000 tons, even if they pick up half of it, it will be a kind of 6 to 7% overall growth for the company, and about 12 to 14% growth for the paint segment alone. So we are very positive that the stagnation or drop down in the paint numbers would reverse definitely from Q1. And another news is that we also have developed a couple of new products for Asian Paints, which will be starting in February, one of them starting in February and one maybe in March, which will also be adding maybe a couple of percentage points to the overall paint numbers growth. So going forward, we'll be back to double-digit paint pale growth, which was a major miss in the last 4-5 quarters.
Sure. And so did I hear it right that you were saying with the addition of Graphene, you'll be able to clock that mid-teens kind of a volume growth for the next year?
Yeah, something like, see, even if we achieve 2,500 tons, our paint sales are close to 18,000-19,000 tons. So that itself will be a 10% growth for us in terms of volume in the paint segment. And another 2 to 3% growth we are anticipating from Asian Paints because of the two new products we developed for them. So we should be in the 10-plus zone in the paint segment, which was negative or even below zero, I mean, for the last few quarters.
Sure, sir. And on the pharma packaging side, appreciate the disclosures that you provided with respect to stage of progress for different products. So, sir, want to understand where would you be in your process of starting commercial supplies? I mean, where would you be in that journey? And then what would be your revenue expectations from the segments over the next 2 to 3 years?
See, pharma packaging, we are coming out with small USPs in all the segments. Effervescent tubes, we are the first company to establish IML in-mold labeling. There is a company which is not so successful in developing the IML solution, but our samples and our first lots of trial samples, what we supplied to clients, are well accepted. So our effervescent tubes would come not only in HTL, but also in IML for the first time in a country. And we definitely see a great advantage there because in pharma, label quality and clarity and its stickiness to the container is very important. In IML, we'll be giving that as a permanent skin-like kind of decoration. So definitely there was a good interest from the pharma companies whom we have approached so far. So that is, having said that, in the canisters also, we have come out with a single-piece canister as against two-piece canisters that are prevalent in the country. So the two-piece canisters have the problem of the lid coming off during transportation or usage. Even one in a lack of pieces have that accidental opening that could lead to a major problem in pharma. So our single-piece, completely crimpled model would certainly get better acceptance, is my guess. Similarly, we are going for lather etching, which is the latest in the canister manufacturing in the world, which would give us an USP against the labeled canisters. So these two are the USPs we are coming out with, and already the initial samples are well appreciated by the industry. But as you all know, that there are approval processes and stability tests for all the pharma products. In the case of effervescent tubes, that process has already started, and that's not very long because most of them are for domestic consumption. Hence, stability tests could be completed in a month's time. But coming to the regulatory market where we expect it to be exported, like canisters and tablet packs, the stability tests and the process of commercial supplies would take 3 to 6 months. That process just started. So in Q1, we might see some numbers coming in from those two segments also. And IEDX project, which has been long delayed, is now starting. Their assembly lines have been corrected and recent trials have proved they are ready to go for commercial production from March. So if not March, at least from Q1, definitely IEDX will also be adding numbers. So with all this put together, next year the overall capacity of the plant, if it runs at full capacity, which may not happen in the year one, would be in the tune of around 50 crores per annum in terms of revenue, 50 to 55 crores. But probably I'll be very happy if we can reach around 20 crores, 20 to 25 crores turnover in the year one, that is 24-25. Within 3 years, we should be not only covering this entire capacity, but also would be adding capacities both at Sultanpur and even at Panipat. There are a couple of clients who are asking us, why not you have a plant in North? So probably our Panipat plant would also have some numbers. All these decisions we want to take once we see some traction by April, May. So going forward, the numbers can only go up rapidly from 20, 25 crores in the year one, that is 24-25. They should at least cross the entire capacity of 50-60 crores within 2-3 years. Can be better, but I can only comment once we see the market response from sometime in June, July.
Sure. So, if I understand that right, I mean, you're saying your tubes, bottles, your CRC closures, almost all of those products will be up and running for commercial production by end of FY25. Is that understanding right?
Oh, end of 25, we'll be completely, fully occupied by then, I hopefully guess so. We should aim to have all the more products running by middle of Q1, if not for the regulatory market, for the domestic market, and probably in Q2 onwards for the regulatory market also. These effervescent tubes are mainly meant for Indian market, which would start as early as March in a small way and pick up speed from Q1 itself. Canisters might start picking up in Q1. HDP bottles and other caps like CRC caps and CT caps might start in Q2. Commercial sales. So by end of the calendar year 24 itself, all those machinery should be at peak of the production.
Understood, sir. This is very helpful. So on the FNF segment also, I mean, most of the growth continues to be led by your square packs or few packs, and your thin packs are continuing to grow at mid-teens. So one, given you had earlier highlighted that you're confident of growing the thin pack segment at 20-25%, I mean, do you stand by that, and what will be the levers for that?
The lever, main lever for food and FMCG going beyond the current teen level is our plant at North, that's Panipat, which is starting in Feb for ABG and March for Thinwal, would also be adding to our numbers. We already identified 6 products to be introduced in the month of March, April, and another 4 more products in June, July. So these 10 products would be adding numbers in the year 24-25 for at least for 8 to 9 months. And going forward, that facility also will be expanded. And by next season, we'll be having entire range of, which currently we have 40 to 50 SKUs in Hyderabad. Probably at least half or more than half will be produced in North, that's in Panipat. So going forward, again, we'll be going into 20s for growth in food and FMCG.
Sure. And sir, last question. Understood, sir. So the last question is in relation to your capacities. So once you're done with the capacity expansion by end of next year, FY25, how would your capacities stand across different segments?
See, the current capacities, what we are creating, would take the capacities from 48,000 to almost 57,000 tons by middle of this financial year. And there will be some more balancing equipment, some more additional machinery will be added at all the locations, at least at Panipat and KR, based on ABG's growth and based on our traction for food and FMCG. And in fact, if you have read the press note what we sent, we are finding very good growth in Q-Pack sales, that is our square pack, and adoption by Gemini and Patanjali for their edible oil has also now increased the traction in that segment. In fact, we grew by more than 100% in that segment this year, and we expect to grow at least 30 to 40% even on this increase in number for the next financial year. There are two reasons. One is the big brands are now adopting our pails, and we could push our patent rights on the Q-Pack and could take up kind of suspension of activities by some of our competitors who have completely copied our concept and model. So that is also going to help us in a big way, especially with organized sector companies who don't want to play with patents and IP rights. So these two points and addition of capacities at Panipat and Chayar for square packs for cashews and edible oil would also sustain or probably maintain the growth in square packs in the current years also.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amnish Agarwal from Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have a couple of questions. First, a very maintenance question.
Interrupt, Mr. Agarwal. If you are using the speaker mode, may we request you use the handset mode, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So can you share with us the volume and value of various segments like paint, food and FMCG, square packs and lubes?
Yeah. The volume-wise, tonnage-wise, paint for this quarter was 3,800. Loops is 2,270. Food is food FMCG is 1,000, and Q-Pack is 1,510. Food FMCG is 1,022. So total it was 8,600 tons as against 7,550 last Q3, growth of 14.03%. In terms of value, paint is 67.5 crores. Lube is 40.4, food is 31.4, Q-Pack is 26. So total of 165 crores in terms of rupees.
Sir, how much was square packs volume in the same quarter last year?
The volume growth in square packs for this quarter is 106%. For the overall year, it is 93% so far in the 9 months. So for this particular quarter, the sales in Q-Pack have doubled.
Okay. So, sir, what is actually driving? Because Q-Packs earlier were not that fast growing. So, what has changed in Q-Packs?
Yeah, one of the reasons is we have widened our product range. Currently, we have 2, 5, 10, 15 and 17 liter square packs. Multiple molds have been created and capacities are spread in Daman and Hyderabad now. And in the second phase, that is by March, April itself, Chayar and Panipat also will have these square packs production set up to reach the regional players in north and further south. And as I explained just now, we are also successful in pushing our patent case against some of the competitors who unscrupulously copied our patented design. Courts have given us positive powers to legally take up the issues and even close some of the supply chains of the supplier competitors who have copied our design without any permission. So this is also leading to increased volume and adoption by cashews and fertilizer and nutrients which started a year ago are really picking up pace, and they find this pack very useful and very attractive also in the marketplace. So that is one of the reasons why there is a spurt in growth in Q-Pack sales.
Okay. So in next year also this kind of, you can say not maybe this kind, but what sort of a growth you are expecting in Q-Packs next year?
We are aiming around 40%. Let's see how it goes, because now Gemini Oils, which is one of the largest in South in Hyderabad, they have adopted our 10-liter pack and they have also taken some 5-liter packs. They are indicating interest in other packs also. Patanjali has started taking for the last 2 months. in decent volumes, but comparative demand is much low. And we are also having from some few and other big brands inquiries for the 10-liter pack. So hopefully even edible oil will continue to give us traction. There is one leading vanaspati manufacturer in the north also is asking us. So now the small players and middle players who have taken the plunge are getting not replaced, are added by bigger players who see the benefits of this pack in the modern trade and the preference of consumers to go for this inspire as against the tins, metal tins or blow molded tins, is slowly getting into the reality. And one more reason what we are now solving is most of these companies like Gemini or Adani or all these big players, they have fast filling lines meant for tins. For them to adopt to plastic and change the way of filling, the change the way of lidding is something resistance, which we are now solving, starting with Gemini. We want to provide that solution also, which will enable them to adopt our pails in a better manner.
Okay. And sir, my next question is on the margins, because a couple of years back or even last year, our EBITDA per kg used to be in the range of around say 40, 41, 42 also, whereas in this year three quarters we are 38, 36, 35 kind of a level. So what is the outlook going forward for fourth quarter and for FY25?
See, as I told in the last meet also, we have the expenditure or costs which are being spent on creating the teams that are meant for all these three plants, or rather four plants, including Mahad. So various people have been taken at various levels. They are under training. They are under getting. I mean, in fact, the delay in pharma plant inauguration, though we inaugurated last month, commercial supplies might start now in March. So we thought initially this will be ready by October, November, but the various statutory compliances that are required in pharma, it took us longer time than what we anticipated. But the teams were recruited, and those costs and overheads have also played a part in reducing our EBITDA to some extent. Once these lines of activity becomes productive, I think we will be back to the 40 level in the as early as next financial year. And things can start improving thereafter as pharma and food FMCG sales start picking up. So currently this year we might end up at around 37 only. But for the Q1 onwards, you will see definite improvement in the EBITDA per kg also.
Okay. And sir, can you share with us what sort of a capacity utilization or new facility at Panipat and JVR in Chennai is operating at?
Currently, they are hardly anything. They just started in January. Panipat is yet to start. They have taken only trial samples and their lines are getting debugged. So I think on a middle of Feb or end of Feb, they have a formal inauguration of Panipat. JVR started already in January. So we'll be going along with them. So hopefully in these 2 months, before March 31st, both the plants will be up and running. As I said, I can only comment upon the numbers and the capacity utilization only seeing few months of operations sometime in the month of June, July. But as per the trends at Chayar, they are very reasonably good. But as I cannot comment on the quantities and other numbers unless we see few months.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prathamesh Dahake from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm audible.
Yeah,
sir. So wanted to understand the split of 1,000 tons in FNS and what expected growth are you expecting in the next year in FNS? That is the first question.
I missed your first part.
So my first part is, we have 1,000 tons in this quarter, right, in Thinball FNS?
1,000 tons of?
Thinball FNS.
1,022, yes, correct.
So wanted to understand the split if there are certain clients or sector which is contributing to this 1,000 tons. Second would be across all the four products, what EBITDA per ton are we enjoying? And third is 57,000 tons is the expected capacity installed by FY24. Could you also please give us capacity installed by product?
Question. The paints and food and FMCG 1,000 tons is mainly contributed by ice creams, restaurant packs, sweet boxes, our square packs, our regular products for M2K, that is Cadbury's. And now new products are to start, but on the anvil are Horlicks and Kisan. These all contribute to the food and FMCG 1,000 tons. And
do we have any client contributing more than 10% of those 1,000 tons?
Oh yeah, HUL and HUL would be more than 10% alone. Maybe Hatson, that is the ice cream major in South, Harun Ice Creams, they also must be around 10%. Cadbury's would be somewhere around 7-8%, that is M2K Lickables. Chocolate.
Okay.
That one is around 7-8%. So the rest all spread over more than 500-600 clients.
Okay. So these three contribute 30% and others is long tail.
Yeah. There's a big list.
Okay.
And we have dairies also. There are a couple of big dairies which will contribute to 5-6% of our sales. Here in Hyderabad and some of the ice cream measures like Walco. But they generally appear only in the months of summer, starting from Feb-March. They pick up till June-July. So this is the 5 months.
Okay.
Now starting from February, we find those companies becoming very active.
Okay. And my next question was, what growth are we expecting in thin-wall FNF?
Thin-wall FNF, we are looking at least 20% growth in the next financial year because we are already... seeing about 14% growth in this 9 months so far. And with the North plant getting operative, that will be adding to at least another 5-6% growth. So we are aiming at 20+ growth for food and FMCG in the next financial year.
Okay, understood. Sir, if you could also give us some color on the EBITDA per kg in this quarter for different product lines across paints, lubes, Q-Packs and FNF?
See, this may be very detailed study to be done.
Okay.
We have not done that for this quarter as of now. Maybe in the next few days it will be ready. But roughly, always as I mentioned, paint loops and Q-Packs fall in the region of 30-35 rupees per kg. In case of some of the paint companies, it is less than even 30. But in the case of food and FMCG, it's in the region of 80 rupees per kg. And going forward in our pharma, we are aiming at 120-150 rupees per kg.
Okay. And so one last question. If you could please break down the 57,000 ton installed capacity by FY24, how would it look across products?
Across products, it will be almost 50% will be for the paints because ABG capacities have been added in a considerable way this year. So we'll be back to 50% in paint. Loops may be around 22-23%. And food and FMCG should be in the region of 14-15%. QPAC also will be in the region of 15-17% or 18% of the capacities. And these are fungible. The beauty of injection molding process is sometimes, let's say, the paint industry does not grow as per our anticipation. We can use the same molds and, same machines and robots also for the QPACs. Similarly, some of the smaller machines of the pale manufacturing can also be used for food and FMCG. So that fungibility is there across the capacities. So there is no worry that, you know, let's say if I aimed at 20% growth in food and FMCG, but there's a growth of 30%, we can still handle it.
Okay. Understood, sir.
Yeah.
That's all from my side.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Naran from Marcellus Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yeah, you
are. The high-tech's volume growth in the paint segment has been around mid-teens in Q3, whereas our volume growth in the paint segment has been a bit lower than that. experience has been there for the last 3 quarters as well, which has created a variance in our share of business with Asian Paints. If the Sitara plant is now online, do you expect we will see one large uptick on volumes so that the share of business is what it used to be earlier? If not, then why?
Yeah, what I understand from you is while the paint industry was growing, we didn't find this growth in the last few quarters. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I explained in the beginning. One of our major plants for Asian Paints at Sitara was underutilized for quite some time. That's almost for a period of 3-4 quarters. And now it started getting back on track because of it is completely dependent on Asian Paints. In that region, we don't have any other clients. So when Asian Paints has those volumes corrected in that particular plant, we were having a setback. So now it's getting normal. That's why we have come back to zero. And as the endeavor to improve or keep up our margins, we are letting go some of the small players which we used to service in the past. At least in the last 1 year, we are not aggressively following that or even letting go some of the paint companies whom we used to service in the past. These are the two major reasons for stagnation in the paint segment for us. But going forward, two things I explained a few minutes ago. One is ABZ, two plants are going into commercial production. One plant already started in Jan. We started supplies and decent numbers are projected in Feb. For the second plant at Panipat, probably it will pick up speed from March. Definitely in the Q1, you will see those two plants contributing significantly or reasonably well to our growth in paint segment. And coming back to our major client, Asian Paints, they have given us the opportunity in two new product segments. I can't reveal the details. And those two, one of them started in February, other one will start mid-March. So those two also will be contributing to reasonable numbers to our growth in paint segment. That's why I'm hoping that next financial year, we should be seeing a double-digit growth in our overall paint business.
So, but as you mentioned earlier, the Sitara plant is back online now.
Your voice is not clear.
Is it better now?
But it's coming a bit muffled. If you are using the speaker mode, may we request you use the handset mode, please?
Hello.
Yeah, better.
Yeah, so as you mentioned earlier, that now the Sitara plant is back online. Are you seeing a reversion to the share of business that you used to enjoy with Asian Paints?
Yes, we are now getting back to normal levels of Asian Paints requirements in that Sitara plant now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Ochiramani from Kitara Capital. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to know your take on realization side. How do you see it going for next 2 to 3 years? Realization for FNF and paints, to be specific.
See, paints would improve because we have a good understanding with ABZ and even Asian Paints where we are concentrating for our growth in the next financial year. Where our EBITDAs are protected definitely or even improved. Second, coming to the food and FMCG, by expanding our presence in North and widening our product range, every year we are adding 3-4 new products, this year also no exception. These things will continue to give us a 20% volume growth at least for the next 2-3 years. And that will be at a much better EBITDA of close to 80 rupees per kg. Having said that, my main growth in EBITDA per kg would be coming from pharma in the next couple of years. Probably in the year 24-25 itself, you will see progressively pharma contributing to the bottom line in a handsome manner. But it might take a full year to really reflect on a substantial basis. So my first target is to come back to 40 in the next financial year, 24-25, and then probably improve beyond that. But as I said, I would need at least a couple of quarters of experience in tasting the pharma success.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Modi, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening, sir. How are you? Fine.
Fine, fine.
Sir. Yes, yes. I'm very happy to talk to you. Sir, two, three questions I have to ask you. Sir, what is the total pending order book of Moltec Packaging? What happened to the pump business? What happened to the duff container export business? Is the Gemini oil started production?
And what is the third question? Third question? Pump and third one is what?
What happened to the duff container business? Yeah. And Gemini oil has started production?
Yes.
Okay. And any new clients list is not updated on the website?
Oh, it was added in the today's press note. If you want, I can read it for you.
Okay.
In this quarter, we added Patanjali, C-Tech Specialties, Swagat Hotels, Dasvalla Hotels, SN Traders, Vijayakant Dairy, and Foods.
Okay, very good, yeah.
Yeah, and Gemini Oil started not only just now, it started 3 months ago, I think, two, 3 months ago, and the numbers are picking up pretty well.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
And order book, as I said, we always have open orders with all the clients. As per their demand, they keep giving us on a monthly basis the orders. So there is nothing called an order book. It will be a rolling order for most of the main clients. Smaller clients only will release orders periodically as per their needs. Because in FMCG, we have several small clients who may not buy every month. They may buy in October and again come back in December. So those orders are not sizable. And all the major orders, including Asian Paints and all, are open orders. And the prices are revised every month based on the raw material fluctuation. Coming to your question on pumps, as I said, on the pump side, we have not really successful. Only about 7 to 8 lakh pumps per month we are selling as against our capacity of almost 5 million per month. But as I said, it being a fungible capacity, we are using that capacity for that is food and FMCG products. Only the molds investment is partially utilized, which is about 2.5 to 3 crores value.
Yeah.
What is the third one? Duff, something you said which I didn't understand.
Yeah, duff container. We were planning some duff container order from US or some export was going on. I heard in your same conference call.
Yeah, yeah. We have been exporting. Even today we are exporting to US for their various containers for restaurants, suites, and some other food products. Not duck, it's basic thing.
It is that we tell them that Italy dosa, that duff container, yeah.
Oh, duff, okay, dough.
Yeah, dough, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, they are going on. We have keep sending them, that's for dough, yeah. Idli and dosa dough, yeah.
Right.
In May 24, we are participating in the food exhibition in Chicago. Already we booked a booth, and first time our real marketing effort is starting in US. That's middle of May 24. So hopefully there we may be able to strike more deals.
Yeah, this is very good news. This is a very good news, yeah. Achha, sir, one more thing. One small question. Promoter is decreasing the stake holding. That is very painful to investors.
No, I don't think there is any change in not more than a 0.05 or 0.1%. I don't know. Long distance promoters are selling for their personal needs, but there is no change in promoter holding as far as
I know. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for your reply. Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj from Affluent Assets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes, yeah.
Well, sir, as I understand from your commentary, that worst is behind in terms of delay in capacity utilization, capacity commissioning, and the IP infringement, etc. So when do you expect to reach the three-digit top line figure and about 20% margins? Which will it be possible for us to reach to in 2025 or will it take 2026?
Yeah, if you notice, as far as EBITDA percentage wise, we are almost there. 18.91% is a EBITDA margin. Probably we will attempt to cross the 20 percentile during 24-25 with pharma. If pharma goes as per our plans, it should be in that region. Otherwise, it may take one more year, but we'll be certainly there, is my guess, in the if 1 year or max 2 years. That is regarding EBITDA. Coming to the 1,000 crore figure in the sales, see, as you know, the raw material plays a vital role in our top line. And top line growth looks to be, in this case, in this year, the number as a revenue, there is a fall, actually. It shows there is a 4% fall in the revenue. In fact, there is a 6.6% growth in the volume. So that's because raw material prices have fallen considerably during the 9 months period, from 117 rupees last year to 96 rupees average. That means almost 20%, 18% to 20% drop in raw material price. So that will impact our revenue number as such. But otherwise, if the 6% growth is there, as against 730 crores last year, we would be reaching some 780 crores this year. But that's why I can't comment about 1,000 tons mark. But we are aiming at, as I said in the previous commentary also, at least 15%, probably 20% volume growth for the next financial year. That is on the volume front I can comment. How it will reflect on the revenue, it will depend upon the raw material price movement.
Well, sir, regarding capacity and capacity utilization, what is the current situation? And secondly, for which segments of our lines and our business would be driving the growth in near future?
See, paint will continue to be a main growth factor next year also. I mean, next year, if not in the last 1 year, because ABG growth will be considerable. And as I said, Asian Paints also given us a couple of opportunities which would take the paint growth into double digit, is my strong feeling for the next financial year. And pharma packaging, though it might not be a very big number next year, from the year 2 onwards, it will definitely be a considerable addition, at least 5% and above for the top line, or could be even a 7-8%. So going forward, in terms of share numbers, paint segment will continue to be there. Tin wall, that is food and FMCG, and square pack especially will be shooting up at a pace much better than paint segment. So the numbers will be more favorable in square packs, followed by food and FMCG, and then paint. That is the order of growth percentage. So it's better to have food and FMCG and pharma growing. That will be adding better numbers to the bottom line. So that impact we will see in the next financial year partially, and from 25-26 certainly in a significant manner.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jenish Karya from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I don't know if you have shared the IML, non-IML mix volume-wise and revenue-wise numbers earlier. If you can just reiterate the same on the call.
Yeah, I can do that. In fact, this is the first time there is a small drop in total labeled products from 63.74% last year to 63.63, just a 0.1%. But the drop is basically because in Q-packs, that is our square packs, most of the cashew nut players or the buyers, they go for plain containers. They have only some kind of stickers because they are not branded cashew manufacturers. They produce the cashew, process the cashew and send to big companies who brand them and sell them. So they won't spend money on the IML. So That is one reason this partial small drop of 0.1% in 9 months period. But if you look at this particular quarter, 67% has become 65%. That's basically because of the same reason. More and more cashew players have started using our square packs in this year, which has resulted in a 100% jump in our square pack sales. So that's why it has marginally come down. In sales value terms, also 2% drop is there in Q3, and the overall year, it is just 0.5% up. So IML is stagnated as of today in terms of overall numbers.
So that's helpful, sir. So secondly, over the last 2 to 3 quarters, your paints volume has been declining and your mix has been improving more to the food and F&B side, but that is not reflecting in your per kg margin. So any specific commentary on that, and when can we see the per kg margin improving with the mix improvement that we are doing?
Yeah, as I mentioned to you, QPAC, though it is a good growth driver, it is not a high contributor towards EBITDA. It is similar to paint segment, a little better than that. And less number of players adopt IML in that. Only edible oil, some of the nutrients and protein powder manufacturers, they go for IML. Majority of these cashews and other players go for plain containers. So you all know that in IML we have much better margins. Hence, QPAC growth will not contribute handsomely to the bottom line in terms of per kg. In terms of capacity utilization and in terms of profitability is still good, but not as good as food and FMCG. And food and FMCG growth is moderated in this year. It is only 11.8 in Q3, and overall it is 14.3, which used to be 20-25% in the past. So as I explained in the previous commentary, with the North entry, Panipat plant starting food and FMCG in March-April, we will be seeing that number going beyond 20% from the next financial year. That is a driver of EBITDA. And second driver which we are now entering is pharma, which will be initiated by during these 2 months, Feb-March, but they will start contributing from Q1 in a small manner. But as we progress in the year, I expect pharma to contribute reasonably well. So as I said before, our immediate target is to come close to 40 rupees per kg next financial year with all these projects coming into use, because one of the reasons for EBITDA reduction is overheads of staffing, people, for trainees and various people have been taken for all these 4 plants, including Mahad, being taken. And in pharma, we have to create entirely a team, including QA, compliance, manufacturing, filling machines, which are completely different from our lines of activity as of today. So teams have been created and they're all joined 6-7 months ago. That has added some burden in terms of admin overheads. But they will become productive very soon, and then we will see the contribution towards improving the EBITDA. So our next immediate target is to reach 40 rupees next year, and probably better based on the pharma success.
That's very helpful, sir. So next is, what proportion of our volume or revenue, as you may be said, would have come from the new customers that we have added in the last 1.5 to 2 years?
Well, that will be a complex question. Last 1.5 to 2 years, we have added several clients, especially in food and FMCG and QPAC. Their growth is definitely in double digits, because for them also, this new pack is giving a good push in market. So I can't answer that very clearly.
Okay, so just a broad understanding on the same question, that a lot of customers that were added in the last 1.5 years are majorly QPAC customers and not the high margin FMC, food and FMC customer. Is that understanding correct?
Correct. Majority of them are that, and only in paint the major addition is Asian ABG, that's Aditya Birla Group. The client list is more or less stagnant.
Sure. And what would ITC procuring from us? Will it be QPAC or it is a different margin product?
I think they are procuring some square packs and some food and FMCG products also, food products also.
Just one last question. What proportion of our volumes would be export, and is there any export deferred or impacted because of the Red Sea crisis?
No. Because of resin crisis, you are saying?
No, Red Sea crisis, the crisis
right.
In the Middle East.
Yes. There was some dip last 2 months because of the freight shot up due to the unrest in the Middle East, and the price of transport has gone up. But anyway, our exports are not major thrust area for growth. Having said that, I'm also glad to take this opportunity to inform you, both our referrals and tubes and canisters have very good export potential. And once we start producing them in the next few weeks, and then we'll be looking at export opportunities also in the next financial year to get better realization. But anyway, those details we can only see maybe in June, July.
Sure. Thank you so much for patiently answering all the questions and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Richa from Equity Master. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I'm a little confused about the capacities. My understanding was that, you know, for Grasim, we were adding 5,000 ton kind of capacity, of which 2,000 was Cheyyar and 2,000 was, I think 1,000 was Mahad and 2,000 was Panipat, if I'm not wrong. But in the press release that you had, it said 1,500 instead of 2,000 for Cheyyar. So, I mean, could you just clarify, is it 4,000 between the two plants, or is it 4,000 between the three plants, or is it 5,000 incremental capacity for between the three plants?
See, actually, it is 5,000 tons is what we need to set up as per our agreement, and we are very close to that. But as I told you, in injection molding, capacities can be added by adding molds and machines once you have the other infrastructure in place. So we will be starting off with about 1,500 tons each at Cheyyar and Panipat immediately. That is starting right now in March. And Mahad is coming up only in October, September-October. That is a smaller plant, so there the envisaged capacity is 1,000 tons. But another 1,000 tons of capacity for thin wall is also being created at Panipat. And square pack also, recently we have decided to add both at Panipat and Cheyyar. That's why put together, we will be now starting with about 5,000 tons at these three plants put together.
Okay.
And as I said, it is fungible machinery. In case ABG takes off faster, we would be able to service them also without giving any trouble to them. So that way we are keeping our options secured.
Okay, because you know, like again in your release, like your existing capacity was given 47,290. So if I add 5,000 for Grasim and 1,500 for paint, it still comes to around, you know, little less than 54. So what you're saying is that because of
No, we are adding capacity in pharma here in Hyderabad, Sultanpur. We are adding capacities in Vizag. The existing plants are not stagnant. Vizag is also expanding. Even the old Hyderabad Unit 1 is also, there are some machinery additions. Even Sultanpur Thinwal is also having some machinery additions, especially in Thinwal and food and FMCG. So these volumes put together, the overall figure will be reaching 57,000, somewhere in the middle of this financial year, 24-25.
Okay. And sir, like by the end of FY, this 20% kind of growth guidance that you know you have been giving, like for FY 25-26. So these capacities, with these capacities, we would be able to get that kind of growth, or do you see the need to put further capex, not just for 26, but even beyond that? So if you could give me some kind of guidance for 25-26 capex as well.
I can't really look into so long into the future, but definitely in 24-25 also, there will be capex going on. That Mahad plant, complete plant has to be built up, which will take us at least 20 crores. And we need to have the balancing equipment and construction going on at Panipat and Cheyyar. That might take another 15-20 crores. And balancing equipment in other plants. So there will be definitely a 50-60 crores capex for 24-25 is what I can clearly see. And the volume, by the time when we really complete the year 24-25, we may be coming close to 60,000 tons from the current 47. So the progressive capacitation will be going on as per the requirements. Even I mean, internally, it is just a guess or a optimistic view. We may have to restart at looking, enhancing our pharma capacities even in the middle of this financial year itself, if things go well, because so far so good, touchwood, we have good response from the pharma industry when we started just meeting them and giving our samples and telling about our business plans. So if things go well, we would be thinking of expanding in the pharma even in the middle of next financial year itself. So that capacity creation might go on for next 1.5 years. So that way I foresee continuous capex going on. But as I said again, until June, July, I don't want to comment about pharma and its future growth. But on these other existing segments itself, we'll be reaching 57 to 60,000 also by end of next financial year, if there is a need. Hello, am I clear, Richa? Hello.
Richa ma'am, do you have any further questions?
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं,
as there is no response from the line of current participant, we'll move on to the next. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So I take this opportunity to thank each and everybody who has taken interest to be part of this analyst meet, and I also thank Nirmal Bang, Abhishek in particular, for arranging this conference, and thanks to the commentator, operator who helped us making this call a success. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Moltec Packaging Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.